This day, several images of the Virgin Mary can be found in the sanctuary of the Madonna del Lacero, the most recent being a copy of the original copper panel. It dates back to the 20th century, and it represents the appearance of the Virgin Mary. However, two older images are kept in the sanctuary. One of them is cropped from a print dating back to 1658. Which depicts, according to the inscription, the true portrait of the miraculous and ancient image of La Madonna del Lacero, called La Vergine posta sulle Alpi. As a matter of fact, two even older images can be found in the sanctuary. The first, drawn on bambagina paper by Bartolomeo Coriolano, depicts the Virgin in the midst of breastfeeding baby Jesus. The second, in brass, is kept below the Virgin. In the two side chapels, there's an oil painting that represents the appearance of the Holy Heart of Jesus in Santa Margherita, and in the other, on the left, a canvas with the Virgin and the saints Giovanni Battista and Evangelista. Furthermore, on the altar, you can admire some wooden panels which represent the shepherd's miraculous episode. They have a popular and very characteristic style. They are a very important historical evidence about customs and typical traditions of the time. Alongside the panels, the sanctuary is also home to another ex voto, a votive offering of great interest and value, thanks to the episode depicted and the style chosen by the artist. It's a group of wooden statues donated to the Virgin Mary to express gratitude by the Brunori family, in remembrance of how they miraculously survived in the Gavinana battle on the 3rd of August 1530 between the Florentine Republic soldiers led by Francesco Ferrucci and Carlo V's imperial troops.